The landscape of the upper half of Natchez River Bluff area is being enhanced with a plaza honoring Black Union Civil War soldiers, along with the beautification of the nearby ground surrounding the old Broadway Street train depot. The Natchez Board of Aldermen this week selected a Jackson area-based landscaping company to sculpt and cultivate a part of the green space at Broadway and Madison. The spot has been designated for memorial paying tribute to formerly enslaved men recruited by the Union Army stationed in Natchez. Four Seasons was the best of two bidders for the landscaping project. The agreed-to cost is nearly $443,000, which also includes doing drainage improvements for another city plaza being planned elsewhere. The Louisiana Department of Health has reported 36 in-state cases of cyclosporiasis, a parasitic internal infection causing explosive diarrhea. Louisiana is just one of 30 states that have reported cases of the infection. State epidemiologist Teresa Sokol says the CDC and FDA are working to find the source.
The food items that are causing the outbreak can be determined. There will be tracebacks that occur, and then those food items will be recalled and won't be served anymore, and hopefully that will resolve the outbreak.
Michigan health leaders suggested lettuce and salad greens could be the possible source, usually contracted by eating contaminated food abroad. Sokol says this national outbreak suggests there's a domestic cause. A settlement's been reached regarding a generic drug manufacturer overcharging for their product. According to Attorney General Lynn Fitch of Mississippi, the state has joined 48 other states and territories in a $29.6 million settlement with Glenmark. Fitch says the company engaged in a widespread, long-running conspiracy to artificially inflate and manipulate prices, reduce competition, and unreasonably restrain trade with regard to numerous generic prescription drugs. Mississippi will receive just over $236,000. As the size of the Meta data center in Richland Parish grows, so do concerns over how much it could cost utility ratepayers.
Meta and Entergy have both said they will absorb all the costs of the power needed to run the data center in Richland Parish, but Elena DeLora with the Alliance for Affordable Energy notes that the facility is not on its own grid.
There are costs that are not covered by Meta, including as it relates to fuel costs, as well as transmission costs.
Monroe Mayor Friday Ella says it is in Meta's best interest to keep its pledge, or else communities will pass ordinances banning data centers.
When that happens, these type things go across the sea. They go to Canada. They go to Mexico.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 35.69 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.